This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Oh my God, Jane, is that the Banners music? Yes, that's right, we're back again. It's Sunday night, round 4. Is in the books, and the Banner has done it again. Unfortunately, we got Turbo this week with the hammy injury, going to be out for 5 to 6 weeks. We got Lolo in round 2. We got Teddy with a low score in round 1, and we got Sammy with his only game so far this year with no attacking stats in round 3. So the Banner is a real thing. If you don't think it is, well, it is. I'm telling you, Turbo gone. Plenty to talk about tonight, as always. Decent score for myself this week. I think I'm a bit off the pace, though. I'm sitting on 1,116 at the moment. Not helped by Garner and Napa, both in my side. Both playing in my 17 this week and scoring poorly. Unfortunate, but is what it is. Had a good run so far this year, so probably due one or two of those. Last week I finished up with a 1068 in the end, which is good enough to leave me at 259th overall through the first three weeks. Yes, have not used one trade as yet. No trades used. Still sitting on 37. Definitely going to have to use one this week, obviously, to get Okumbor in, and then probably another one to get rid of Sean Lane, potentially, but we'll discuss all of that as we go. I've lost to Wenin in our head-to-head in our league. Not that I am particularly interested in head-to-head. Wenin, for some reason, it's the only sort of glory he can get, so he's messaging me all weekend, "Oh, I'm beating you in head-to-head, mate." I don't care. No one cares about head-to-head. Head-to-head's 2012. It's 2019 now. It's all about overall. But well done, mate. You finally got a half-decent score. You're still going to be about 100 points behind me. But anyway, decent score there. Recovered the fishing gear, just an update from last week. Recovered it from the jetty next door. No dramas. So that was good. Nothing else too exciting or outrageous happening to cover off this week. Just a bit of a rant against people who do triathlons. I don't understand it. They closed all the roads, Gold Coast Highway, busiest road on the Gold Coast, and they can just close it for 6 hours on a weekend just to ride their bikes and run around. And then they closed the footpaths and everything. I was out for a run this morning, and I couldn't even run along my normal track because it was all closed off, and I was just running along, and all of a sudden I was at the finish line, and all these people started yelling at me to get out of the way. I don't get it. Anyway. Moving on, some of the hits this week. A few good scores this week. Those that were in my team, Teddy with an 84. Good to see back-to-back good scores for Teddy. Clint Gutherson just keeps on keeping on. A great score there, 74 to go with his strong scores in the first 3 weeks. Good old Wilfred calling him out on Facebook as a flop. Yep, how'd that go for you, mate? Madison with an 80. Murray 79, CNK 86, Fifi 81, Gerbo 67, Cookie 69, and then Ponga has literally just finished playing with a 90. So some pretty good scores there this week. Fafita especially, 73 minutes without Gallen, and with Woods suffering that foot injury, extra minutes there for Fafita this weekend, and a good score. And CNK has just been he's the one who's been a real surprise for me. I've started the season with him, but did not expect this. I think he had, let me just bring it up, I'm pretty sure he had 3 try assists up there against the Cowboys. 2 try assists, 3 line break assists, and 17 runs. Great work there, C&K. Murray, you know, I was thinking about potentially selling Murray in the coming weeks, but I don't think you can't sell him. He's scoring too well. A 79 this week. What was he? He had a BE of 32. So he will go up a fair bit. Priced at 495. He'll be probably 525, 530 and have a low BE next week. He's probably averaging around 70 once you add that in. So that's a good score there. Good score for Murray. Some of my misses this week, obviously mentioned them earlier. Garner, 28, pretty disappointing. And obviously Napa, only 12 points, suffering the syndesmosis injury. He's going to be out for a few weeks anyway. So I don't even know. He made a lot of money in the first week and he had a really low BE. But, oh yeah, BE negative 47. Of course he beat that. So he beat his BE by about 60 points. So he will go up again. It's just disappointing because obviously been scoring really well. But yeah, not going to have him for a few weeks, I think. Sean Lane's the other one, only 30 points. First couple of games he looked okay, got a few attacking stats, but the last couple of games he's been back to just base, which is, it's not acceptable from a starting front rower or second rower in your side, and I'll probably be selling him this week. I'd love to get Clemmer in for him, but I don't think I'm going to have the cash to do it. I didn't realise Clemmer was as expensive as he is actually, an 87 tonight, and he's priced at 548 with a BE of 58, so he'll be 565, 65 or so. Sean Lane's only 512, so I'm not going to be able to make that happen, and yet I can bore at the same time. So unfortunately, I'll have to look elsewhere unless I went Garrick to Okumbor potentially, or Burr to Okumbor or someone like that, to then be able to fund Lane to Clemmer, because Clemmer's just looked really good. 41 tackles, 22 runs, 18 of them over the 8-meter mark. I really like Clemmer as a trade-in option this week. Some of the other rookies underperformed also. Garrick, 24. Flegler, 24. Corey Allen, 18. Disappointing scores by those guys, but that's what you expect if they don't get a try. Unfortunately, that's what they are. And Flegler's probably not long for the Broncos side with Haas returning this week. Although, obviously, Pangai Jr., dog shot, he'll miss a couple of weeks there. So that could give Flegler a bit of a reprieve. Injury update, as we said, Napa with the ankle. Syndesmosis unknown at the moment, but it's got to be a few weeks at least. Turbo's hammy's gone again. The word on the street is 5 to 6 weeks out. And with Origin looming in round 12, I think he's probably, you might get one to two weeks of Turbo before Origin. So he's got to be a sell. Unfortunate for those of you who brought him in, but he's got to be a sell. Frank Winterstein is irrelevant, but he suffered some sort of injury. Don't know what it was. Woods, looks like Woodsy's got a broken foot, which is going to mean more work for Fifita, potentially more work for Matt Pryor, but I would not go anywhere near him. And maybe they'll bring someone else in. Maybe they bring that Billy Magoulas in and shift Gallen up to the front row rotation or something. I don't know. We'll see what happens. In the game tonight, which neither side particularly wanted to win, nice field goal there by Corey Norman at the end. But Corbin Sims looks like he's got a broken arm, it looked like, only scored the 10 points. And Jacob Host also looked like he suffered some sort of injury there, came off, only with 27 points, made up of mostly tackles. So he's potentially going to be missing. He's the more relevant one there. Tyson Frizzell returned tonight and played really well, so he'll slot back into that starting spot. And Blake Laurie could be the beneficiary there. You know, most people maybe thought his time was up, but if Host and Sims are both injured, Laurie continues to be relevant. All right, let's cover off some of the other scores this week from guys who are not in my side and not injured. So Crichton, he is back. I don't know if you can trade him in, though, because he keeps getting named in the reserves and then he keeps starting. It would absolutely do my head in to own him. But 81 points with a try and a line break. solid score there, obviously. RTS, 82 points. For those of you who have got Turbo, it's, I mean, RTS and Ponga, if you don't have either of them, it's a toss of the coin, really. RTS has started the year off very well, coming off a strong season last year. He's definitely worth a look. CHT for the Warriors, rookie half, 63. Nice. Very nice to begin with. A try assist, a line break assist, 5 goals. You know, looked really good kicking the goals, actually. So everyone's going to be going Kieran down to CHT, not this coming week, but next week. So just remember, you've got to get CHT and Cherry in that same week, week six. So don't plan any other trades for that week because you'll be using both of them on those two. Cardi, the Cardi party, 35 points in 80 minutes. Don't know where the boys are who attended the Cardi party, Wenin and co. Haven't heard from them for a couple of days. They're missing in action after what a shocking party it was. I cannot believe why those guys brought him in. But 35 points in 80 minutes. Trap, absolute rubbish score. But yeah, he was around zero. So look, he's going to jump up in price a little bit, but he's not going to have a low BE for long, averaging 35. Fisher Harris from the Panthers has looked pretty good. 65 points there, averaging 63 before this week. Priced under 500k, he could be an option for Sean Lane owners as well there. No attacking stats at all. Played the full 80, obviously benefited from the Winterstein injury. Winterstein only played 8 minutes. And with Kakao returning this week, there is a bit of risk there. But yeah, just take a look at Fisher Harris. Kikau, like I said, 52 points in the same game, included a line break. Looked okay, played 73 minutes. Again, a beneficiary of the Winterstein injury there. Isaiah Masters in that same game could only score 29 points, and some of his goal kicking was absolutely horrendous. Missed 3 goals, potentially cost his side the win. We know he's a centre wing gun, but with that score in his rolling average, he's going to come down in price a bit. And I don't know if he would lose the goal kicking. I don't know who else is an option. You'd have to assume Luke Brooks is maybe a goal kicker. But that's just something to keep an eye on there. Alex 12, 59 points in 50 minutes. He's another option for the Sean Lane owners, averaging 60 so far this year. BE 14. Did play a few less minutes, actually. Was averaging 57 before tonight and only played 50, which is a little bit concerning. I probably don't know if I'd go him, but just some interesting numbers there. Jumping to the next game at Lotto Land, Sergis performed well again, 70 points in 70 minutes, including another try and a line break, so his price is going to jump. Rapana in the middle slate of Saturday games. Rapana had one of his scores that he has, where he bangs out 113 with 2 tries, a try assist, and 3 line breaks. BE was 95, so hit his BE. His price will be around about 500, but averaging 35 in his first 2 games, I can't see at this stage of the season how you could bring him in. If he dropped to low 400s and you had some centre wing rookies who had sort of maxed out in price, then maybe Rapana's worth a look. But unfortunately, this 113 is going to stop any further price decreases. Josh Hodgson, 22 points, absolute disgrace. 32 tackles, 3 missed, 3 errors, 1 run, and a line break assist. 22 points in 80 minutes. I do not know what has happened with Hodgson. Sivo with the very low BE this week, but he could only average 37 points, 19 runs, so all base. He'll still jump up. His BE was negative 49, but he'll still jump up in the next two with that 99 from last week in his rolling average, though. Mitch Moses had a Mitch Moses game. Starts the year averaging 48 over the first 3 weeks and then just bangs out a 106, as you do. Niokore, the other back rower, playing opposite Lane, 80 points. Did include a try. He's only been averaging 54, but he's only priced at 374k. With a BE of 33, he will jump up to around about 400k, but that's pretty cheap for a starting back rower playing 80 minutes. So whilst a lot of people like myself jumped online, you know, near Corey at 150k cheaper, I would suggest was the better pick, definitely. Bronson Cherry, 43, solid on debut, 16 hit-ups. Like I said, everyone's going to get him in a couple of weeks. Luke Capewell, 66, with a try assist and a line break assist. He is looking like a low-end centre wing keeper. Played the 80 again, averages 80, played 80 every week. Good pickup there. Okumbua for the Doggies, 101. A try, 3 line breaks, 23 runs. I mean, seriously? That's huge. That is huge, and his price is going to skyrocket next week, and everyone should be trading him in if they don't already own him. Kerrod Holland, 77, about time. Averaged 37 through the first three. Anyone who kept the faith rewarded there with the 77. Rhys Martin, 65 in 80 minutes. Couple of goals, couple of offloads, bunch of tackles there. Doggies have obviously looked a hell of a lot better in the last 2 weeks after a bit of a shake-up there. Rhys Martin's probably part of it. Still at the price of 634, you cannot bring him in, but he'll drop a bit. He will drop a bit. We'll have to see what his break-even is after after week two before he plays his third. Sorry, after his second game before he plays his third game. But it's going to be around about 80 or so, so it's not going to be huge. But I will, if he drops to sort of 570, 580 at some stage, Rhys Martin, and can hold the spot, then Rhys Martin must be considered. And like I said, the Knights-Dragons game's only just finished, but Ponga was really good with 90 points there, 2 try assists, 2 line break assists, a couple of goals. Looked very good in putting those tries on for the outside backs. Clemmer, 87, top-end front row keeper. I've got him behind Fifita, and then, you know, probably Burgess, Burgess and Cole. I'd have to have a look at it, but Clemmer's up there in the top five, I think, for sure. For the Dragons, Paul Vaughan knocked out an 80 with 40 tackles and 20 runs. Massive score there. And like we said, Blake Laurie could be the beneficiary of an injury to some of those other back rowers. All right, well, that wraps it up short and sweet. What did I say I was sitting on? 11.16, went in with the 11.80. Has smashed me. Bad captain choice by myself. I changed off for feeder to Jai Arrow last minute Friday afternoons. Cost me 25 points, and then obviously the Napa injuries hurt. But yeah, what can you do? Like I said, no trades used, so I'll be going hard over the next 4 or 5 weeks. As some of these cash cows start to fatten up, it's the best time of the season. All right, see you later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.